Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome on Blog Talk Radio and Power to Be You. My name is Sandra Bueno and I am the founder of Live and Learn Coaching Enterprises and the creator of the Power to Be You network and platform. And today is Tuesday, and today's show is a half an hour coaching session. I'd like to welcome my new guest on this show, as well as my listeners who have been with me throughout the time since I have been on this network. And I'd like to come across directly and thank all of you who participated on last week's monumental event in my life, which was about just breaking down bridges and burning down bridges. And that was really a performance from my part, because it brought about everything that I'm about. And I listened to the show today, and I actually had to laugh at myself at the end when I had to step up and use the phone to communicate what my decision had been. And it just, I'm humbled simply because I've put myself out there and in a vulnerable way, and I am just, what can I say? I can only say that you've been a witness to me squirming and to me being in a position that I don't normally put myself in, which is really being fragile, for a lack of a better word. But there is definitely a purpose with it and for it. And I hope that as people go on that show and download it and share it with their friends, other people will be inspired to realize that this is more than just, this is more than an action. This was pretty much taking a step to move forward and breaking away from situations and conditionings that are not positive for growth and for moving forward. And sometimes you have to just be willing to let go and let a story go or let a situation go, and saying, you know what, I've gotten the best out of it, and now it's time to move forward, and move forward with enthusiasm and with courage and with purpose. So that's what that show was about. And today's show, I am going to start off by saying that the topic is courage, and I have enlisted the help of various individuals who have been able to share their views on the subject matter. And these are individuals that are luminaries in the literary world. So through literature, you're able to come across to them as well and really realize what it is that people feel about courage. And I also like to draw attention to, on Thursday's show, I did not mention Marianne Williamson's name. Even though I knew it in my head, I did not say it, and this is her name, and I read part of her quote, and I'd like to start off with that again, because really, truly, it's something that is such an amazing group of words that just evoke so much about who we are as people. And I'd also like to note that on speech that Mandela gave, he used this quote as well. And this is, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And I will say that this in itself are words that resonate within individuals who recognize their own need to have courage and to step up and to go forward. And knowing those words, knowing that when we allow our light to shine, we are indirectly encouraging others to do the same. I think that's what makes us really be human beings and makes us be souls and spirits in the making. And this is how we've learned, and this is how we're going forward, and this is how we evolve. So for me, those words really are very dear to me. And I also like to call your attention to the number that I'm on, which is 646-716-8620. Also, this is Blog Talk Radio, Power to Be You, which is POWER, the number 2, BEU. And you can also email me at liveandlearnllc@gmail.com if you'd like for me to cover any specific topic, or if you have comments, and simply if you'd like to be a part of this growing, what can I say, this growing movement of awareness, of oneness, of empowerment. This is a platform that I've created so that other people can also rise and shine and can come across and present who they are and what they're about. And I will tell you that I have had such individuals who I will be presenting on upcoming shows, and they too will share their light, and they too will have the opportunity through this platform to reveal to you what their testimony is and what their philosophy is about. So I'm very eager to present that to you as well. And to continue, I will also like to introduce a segment of themes that I will be presenting in the upcoming weeks. And this is going to be a series of programs whereby kids are going to be the topic, the overlying topic of target. The actual presentation is entitled Our Kids Moving Forward. And all of you know throughout the previous programs I have had, that is my calling. My calling is to really enlighten the lives of children and to make a difference in their futures. But difference needs to be made now, and I am so very aware of this, because for every day that we hold ourselves from becoming who we have been meant to be or who we are meant to be, we are keeping our gifts from these kids that so much need us. And I will say that also in speaking to you as adults, I recognize the need for our awareness to be shifted and be moved and inspired, so that we in turn can turn around and inspire those who depend upon us. So the upcoming shows will have information and programming that details areas of interest to developing children, for them to learn, for them to gain distinctions, for them to have awareness, for them to be helped through their journey. And I will be featuring different artists and different authors, as well as program directors, and also individuals who are heads of organizations that I have come across and who help kids and who help children. And by children, I mean a child is from the age of birth through the age of 18. So this really involves and entails a lot of different people and a lot of different gifts. So to continue now, I will read you off some different quotes that just really stimulate a lot of thought. And it also brings us to the awareness of the power that we have, the power that we have within us to really make a change and make a change for ourselves. The first comes from George Eliot. The strongest principle of growth lies in human choice. When you think about that, you realize that life is about choices. And everything that we have and everything that we give into comes as a result of a choice that we make. Our life is a choice. You know, I think about relationships and think about our partners and think about just everything that comes into our daily existence. And we do have a choice. Some people will say, well, you know, our conditioning, our society, our environment, sometimes we don't. Well, that is a topic of discussion, because no one can really force us. You know, depending on what our grounding is, and depending on our values, and depending on what we hold dear to us, that choice does not have to be made. There are many ways to interpret an experience, and there are many ways to interpret an event. And that experience and the outcome of that experience comes as a result of the meaning you give, of the choice that you have to give it a meaning that will empower you, that will help you, and will encourage you. And this is what I illustrated on Thursday with me stepping up to make a change for my life, or letting go of something that was just trailing me, which in doing it brought to me a great deal of courage, of newfound courage that I hadn't felt before. And that came as a result of stepping up and understanding that there was a choice that I had, and that all throughout the actual experience, the choice that I had used to help me move forward was a choice that allowed me more abundance, more awareness, greater flexibility. It allowed me to gain deeper understanding of the why something happened. And rather than choosing something that disempowered me and that victimized me, I chose something on a wider level. I chose something on a greater awareness platform. And I hope that you can follow me along with what I am saying, because this is really, if we take it down to you, to your level, and say, or your situation, or your conditioning, and say, okay, think of a situation right now where you are faced with a dilemma, or where you feel that you've been wronged, or where you don't like what's happening in your life. And you look at that, and very objectively, you're really able to look at that and say, well, okay, here is one side, and then now let me look at the other side. Now, how can I look at this so that it serves me? How can I look at this so that I don't victimize myself, or I don't become a victim to somebody else's reaction? You know, and when you do this, when you're able to extrapolate a higher meaning, a greater range of intensity with whatever happens to you, that's when you become powerful and you become empowered. Because that's a choice that you've had. That's a choice, and that's a power that you have within you to make the choice. So I will say that, honestly, human choice and the choice that we have to give situations and experiences a different meaning is one of the primordial needs that we must strive to meet within ourselves. You know, life is a succession of events, and the journey of life is that. It's the ups and downs, the waves, it's all of that. And really, you have to have some form of gauge, or you have to have some form of inner manual to allow you to deal with these situations, to allow you to handle them, and to allow you to not get bogged down or become so disappointed that you allow these things to overcome you and to cover the greatness within you. So to move from that, I want to really hone in on this one as well, because this just, to me, it just means a lot. And this is what I really embraced again last week when I said, this is an end to a part of my life, and here lies the beginning to the greatest part of my life. And this is by Charles Dubois, and that's spelled D-U-B-O-I-S. D The important thing is this, to be able to at any moment sacrifice what we are or what we could become. To be able to at any moment sacrifice what we are for what we could become. I'm sure that a lot of questions come to your own mind or answers come to your mind when you listen to that. They do me. You know, to sacrifice what we are for what we could become. All of a sudden, you're faced with decision. And you're faced with a decision to let go of what's certain and to allow uncertainty come into your life. With that said, I highlight the fact that the biggest driving force that dominates the why of why we do things immediately flares up, and that is fear. Fear, which is that driving force that will either force us to do something or keep us away from doing something. That force that is ever present, because we always have to have fear. There's always an element of fear. Fear is what keeps us alive. Fear is what keeps us running. Then again, some other people will say, well, fear is what keeps us behind, what keeps us sitting. The fear of failure. The fear of not being loved, of not being enough, of not being capable. Fear of falling. Fear of falling on your face and having everyone around you look at you and laugh. You know, fear of the what if. What if this happens? What if that happens? What if I can't? What if I don't get a job? What if people don't believe me? What if people don't like me? You know, all of these doubts that come into our face then all of a sudden get mixed with our emotions. And all of a sudden, here you have a fear, and then you have emotions of sweating, and you have emotions of your stomach turning, and you have, you know, pallor. All of a sudden, your face is white. And all of a sudden, you can't breathe. All of a sudden, you have a physical manifestation of something that you conjured up in your mind. Not even existent there, but you already start feeling it. That's what this quote to me represents, to be able to at any moment sacrifice what we are for what we could become. If we don't let go of that safety net, and if we don't let go of the comfort zone, and if we don't let go of convenience and of complacency, then we will always be shortchanging ourselves. And that can only lead down one direction. And that direction is the one that when you are there in the future, on that last day, when all of a sudden all of life will come before you again and you will say, why? Or you will really ask yourself, why not? Why didn't I do that? You know, and that would be regret. And that's something that we all have to really, really become aware to. That leads me to one of the greatest lines that I've heard, but also that brings just a sense of loss to me, is not dying with the song left in you. You know, not dying with the song still inside of you. Imagine that. We all agree there's something within us, inherently within us, that makes us magnificent. You know, it's there. It's there. It's there for us to uncover. It's there for us to follow and pursue. And if we allow the everyday constraints and the responsibilities and the hardships and the challenges of life to kill that spirit and to kill that flair, then really, what is the purpose? Then what's our purpose? Why bother? Why even continue with that hardship? There has to be a higher reason. There has to be something that propels you There has to be something that makes it worth it. You know, for me, it's thank God I know my mission. Thank God I've always believed it and I've always pursued it, and my whole life has been about that. My whole life has been a quest to uncover that. My 17 years as a flight attendant was that testament. It allowed me to go out there, to experience, to learn, to meet, to try out, to see throughout the world injustice and to see pain, but also to see love and to see beauty and to see exaltation and possibilities. And if it weren't because I was there and I was willing to go that way and willing to deal with the challenges and then willing to still live a life with dreams, then I wouldn't be here. I couldn't be here because I'd be so tainted and so hurt that, you know, nothing would really matter because I'd be too weak and too pallid, licking up my own wounds. But then what's that all about? That doesn't lead anywhere. You know, being able to know that you can make a difference, being able to say, you know what, I believe in a higher dream, and I do believe in Martin Luther's words. I believe in all of these people's words. We can stand up. The power of many. The power of many to make a difference. And that's what we are all being called to do now in this new awareness. My name is Sandra Bueno. I am the founder of Live and Learn Enterprises and the creator of Power to Be You. Now, I created this because I believed I have a mission. I believe. I know I do. Now, if people join me, then that will make this an incredible opportunity for all of us to join together and really create a really strike with force and really come in and really contribute to awareness and empowerment and really bring our gifts together. And, you know, and that would be an amazing story. And then the other side of the story is that, yes, I will continue. I will continue because I have a journey. And I know that that is my calling. And then I believe in a higher purpose. And that higher purpose is going to lead me along the way that I need to be in. So, you know, why I say that is simply because we all have that. We all have that. And along the way, we find individuals who are like-minded and who also feel the same and who also see the same thing that you do. And I would venture to say that you are not in a place, if you are listening to me, you're in a place where you know. Where you know that people want change and that we are change makers, that we are visionaries, and that it is about the spirit of reform and the spirit of love and the spirit of contribution and of service. And I know that you have been through a journey, and I know that there are hardships in your life and that you might have situations or areas in your life where you are not 100%, and none of us are. But we're not concentrating on the areas where we're not. We're concentrating on the areas that we are. Because that's where it matters. That's where we can make a difference. What lies before us, what lies behind us, nothing compared to what lies within us. That's Ralph Waldo Emerson. What is within us? Do you allow yourself to shine through? Is within you working around you? People will always support those who believe in themselves. And when you believe for the service of others, then how much greater is that? It is about service to others, and it does come with a price. It comes with a price because we're always at a fight between, well, you know, how do I take care of the responsibilities? How do I do this, and how do I, you know, I restrain myself, and then how do I serve, which is my calling, which is where I want to be, which is what I want to do. But at the end of the day, we have to do what's in our heart, and we have to be willing to go with the blows, like they said. Here's a great quote by Tony Robbins. I believe life is constantly testing us for our level of commitment. And life's greatest rewards are reserved for those who demonstrate a never-ending commitment to act until they achieve. This level of resolve can move mountains, but it must be constant and consistent. As simplistic as this may sound, it is still the common denominator separating those who live their dreams from those who live in regret. And I think when you look around you and you look at people and you look at older people or you look at single people, you know, sometimes I sit there and I watch women particularly. And you start thinking, you put yourself in their place, and you kind of feel what they're feeling by their gestures. And then when you listen to them or you hear them, or you know, it's sometimes you can't help but to really be a part for a moment, be a part of their world. You know, and it's a sad world. It's a world where they seem to be upset, where they seem to have regret written over their face. You know, especially like women who never got married, who didn't have children, who didn't share in that life-forming bond with another human being. You know, we start going into ourselves, and that's not where life is. Life is external. Life is out there. Life is with people. Life is with creating and empowering and making this a better place for everyone. You know, seeing something that's not right and saying, hey, I can make a difference. I can come in there and contribute. There's something that I have to give. As Richard Branson said, he gives because he can. He contributes because he knows he has something to contribute. Now, this quote comes from George Sheehan, who is an American physician, an author, and a running enthusiast. Success means having the courage, the determination, and the will to become the person you believe you are meant to be. So this half an hour of me talking here, of me going from side to side, book to book, author to author, sharing my take and courage, simply is just a few words to bring awareness to that, to the fact that with courage, we can face anything. And courage is the determining factor in our willingness to give life a try, in our willingness to go forward even when we're scared. It is that driving factor that motivates us, that inspires us. It is what will allow us to make a difference and to contribute. Terry Neal says, courage is a door that can only be opened from the inside. I hope that there was something that I said on Thursday when my program Walk the Talk presented, I hope that there was something in there that stirred you, that stirred something within you, and that whatever trepidation you have in your life and in your journey, that you'll be willing to let it down, that you'll be willing to cross it. Because it is through courage that we become who we're meant to be. If you're aligned with purpose and your heart and honesty and God, then you are aligned to be magnificent in whatever you choose to be. And with that will come passion and will come resolve. And will come a great sense of fulfillment. So that's what I wanted to explain to you today and share with you. And I thank you for being on Power to Be You, Awareness, Accountability, Responsibility, and Empowerment through Distinctions and Testimony. It's about stepping up and going forward. I will be back here Thursday, and I will be live from Philadelphia. That show will be great, as it will bring a lot of different distinctions, primarily for those of you who are...
Love Talk Radio.